Friday, the Coalition for a Compassionate Utah kicked off its first meeting at the Governor's Mansion. The Coalition is a diverse collection of nonprofit organizations throughout Utah, advocating for Governor Herbert to expand Medicaid to over 123,000 Utahns who currently go without health care. Marianne Martindale, Executive Director of Alliance for a Better Utah, talks about why the Coalition chose to band together for this cause.
We got together and decided that it was important for us to take a stand in addition to or in support of all of the groups that actually work on lower income issues. You know, we feel like even though this isn't our mission, it's everybody's mission.
The governor has delayed opting to accept the Affordable Care Act's funding for expansion, fearing a hasty decision could lead to Utahns not getting the support they need. Martindale talks about the coalition's stand on the delay.
Every time he waits, it's several million dollars a month that we don't get to support Medicaid expansion. And, you know, we'd like to encourage him. There's no reason to wait. Let's do it. Let's pull the trigger. Let's get these people covered. Let's get these federal funds that are already allocated for it. And let's get people health care.
If the governor was to choose to expand Medicaid, most adults under the age of 65 with incomes up to 138% of the federal poverty level would be eligible. This translates to a family of four with an annual income of approximately $32,000 and a $15,000 income for a single person. 25 states have expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, and Governor Herbert said he expects, working with legislators, to have a solution for Utah by the end of the year. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.